Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. We're back with another amazing episode, and today it's all about empowerment relationships. Today we're going to be talking about empowering yourself in your relationships, whether it's romantic, friendship, or professional. For a lot of people, the idea of empowerment is something that seems like it would be impossible. You may be thinking, I'm not really strong enough to be empowered, or maybe you've heard the word empowered, but don't know what it means or how it even applies to your life. And maybe you even have a misconception about what empowerment is in a relationship. So let's start with the definition. Empowerment is the process by which a person gains control over his or her own life and assumes responsibility for making their own choices and decisions. To empower yourself means taking back control of your life so that you can make decisions for yourself instead of letting other people make them for you. Now, let's talk about how this applies to relationships. When someone is able to empower themselves within their relationships, they're able to set boundaries for themselves, communicate clearly about their needs and their wants with their partners, their family, or even some friends, and ultimately create a healthier relationship where both parties feel secure and understood by each other. So today we're going to cover how to empower ourselves in each of these relationships. We're going to talk about the importance of being aware of your needs and wants, how to communicate and express those needs and desires and in a healthy way, and how to set boundaries within each of these different relationships. Empowering ourselves in relationships requires a deep understanding of our own desires, needs, and boundaries. It can be a challenging journey of self-discovery to determine what we truly want from a relationship and what it means to us. By taking the time to reflect and gain clarity on our own needs, we can become better partners in all of our relationships, including the one we have with ourselves. Empathy plays a crucial role in empowerment within relationships. Once we have an understanding of our own needs, it becomes easier to empathize with others and recognize their needs as well. Empathy allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, fostering understanding, compassion, and mutual respect. By seeking to understand and meet both our own needs and the needs of others, we can create healthier and more fulfilling relationships. This process of self-reflection and empathy empowers us to establish boundaries that are important for our well-being while also cultivating an environment of trust and support within our relationships. Ultimately, empowerment in relationships begins with self-awareness and extends to empathy and understanding. By prioritizing our own needs and recognizing and honoring the needs of others, we can foster growth, connection, and empowerment with each relationship in our life. So let's talk about how you figure out your needs, your desires, and your boundaries in any relationship. First and foremost, you have to reflect on past experiences. Take the time to reflect on your past relationships, both the successful and the unsuccessful relationships. What aspects of those relationships made you feel fulfilled and happy? And what elements were missing or caused some dissatisfaction? Identifying patterns and reflecting on your emotional responses can provide a tremendous amount of insight into your needs and desires. Also, make sure you're taking time for self-reflection. Set aside dedicated time for this. Ask yourself questions like, what values are important to me in a relationship? What emotional support do I require? What are my personal goals and how do I envision a partner supporting me in achieving them? Understanding yourself on a deeper level will help you identify your relation needs and be able to communicate them more effectively. Also, make sure to assess your priorities. Determine what is important to you in a relationship. Is it an emotional connection, communication, trust, shared values, or something completely different? Consider what you value most and make a list of your top priorities. This will serve as a guide in evaluating potential and existing relationships. If you are reading my books, y'all know I talk about friendship and relationship inventories every single year, because sometimes as we grow, as we heal, and as we change, other people just may not be able to do that with us, and that is okay. But sometimes that will require assessing our priorities and assessing what we want in a relationship and either continuing or disconnecting from that relationship. In order to have a healthy relationship, you must first truly understand what you want out of it so you can clearly communicate that to the other person instead of making them guess and then having unmet expectations. Y'all should be clear about what your goals are in this relationship, whether it's romantic, professional, or personal, and make sure that the other person knows them as well. Make sure that both y'all are on the same page about what you want from each other and what you need. It's important for both people to feel like they're getting what they need from the other person in order for the relationship to be healthy and balanced. Effective communication is also crucial in any relationship, and it's important to communicate our needs and wants clearly and assertively to establish healthy and fulfilling relationships. So y'all have to get clear on your wants and needs before y'all can communicate any needs or any wants to anybody. Y'all have to know exactly what those are, where your line in the sand is, and what you can also contribute back to the other person. It's also important to choose the right time and place. Communication is all about context, so choosing the right time and place is essential. Be mindful of the situation and the other person's availability and mental health level. And be sure y'all are in a safe and private location where you can express yourself freely. Ladies, if you are married and it is a football game, that is not the time to stop and try to have a conversation with your spouse, okay? If y'all are out having a good time on a date night, sometimes that's not the place to bring up issues. Make sure that when you are doing this, you are in a space where the other person is not going to feel attacked, where y'all both are in a good space mentally, and neither one of you are feeling frustrated or defensive when you come into this conversation. Use assertive communication. Assertive communication allows you to express your needs and wants in a clear and direct way while also respecting the other person's feelings and perspectives. Focus on using I am statements to express how you feel and avoid blaming the other person or getting defensive if they bring up something for you. Remember, going into relationships with the goal of understanding and communicating is crucial. If you are feeling defensive, take time to reflect on that before approaching the relationship. The key to success is that both people actively listen and communicate in a safe space. So that brings us to listening actively. Y'all, communication is a two-way street. And it's important to listen actively to the other person's response, validate their thoughts and feelings, and try to understand their perspective. This is going to help you build a strong relationship based on mutual respect and empathy. Do not go into the relationship with the idea that I'm going to listen to respond. You need to listen, honor them, validate them, and then have a healthy adult communication. Negotiate and collaborate, y'all. Remember that relationships involve compromise and negotiation. Be willing to find a solution that works for both parties and collaborate to find a mutually beneficial outcome. And make sure y'all follow up. After communicating your needs and wants, it's important to follow up to ensure that they have their needs being met and that you are having your needs being met. Regular communication can help strengthen any relationship and ensure that both parties feel heard and feel supported. Effective communication is essential, and communicating our needs and wants is going to require self-awareness. It's going to require assertiveness, active listening, negotiation, and collaboration. By prioritizing clear and respectful communication, we can establish healthy and fulfilling relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. So let's talk for a minute for the people saying, Joe, I just don't think they're going to listen, or I know they're not going to listen. First and foremost, your mindset matters. If you go into a conversation like that, that's exactly how it's going to go. But remember, feeling like the other person will not listen to your needs and wants, I get it. It's challenging, especially if there is a pattern of this happening. However, it is essential to communicate your needs and wants in the relationship, even if it feels difficult or uncomfortable. So let's talk through some things of how you can communicate all this, even if you're struggling with the other person. First off, y'all validate your own feelings. You are not alone in feeling conflicted about expressing your needs and wants. It is valid to feel apprehensive about expressing your needs, especially if you fear rejection or criticism. You may also worry that others will think of you as selfish or demanding, but in fact, it's important for your well-being and theirs to express yourself in these ways and make sure that your needs are being met. Please note, this does not apply to situations where abuse is occurring. If you are in that situation, please reach out, okay? I will link the domestic violence hotline in the show notes. This does not apply to a situation where you are not safe. If you are not safe, please reach out and get help, because love should never hurt and you deserve to be respected. Now, for the people who that is not the situation, it can still be especially hard to communicate when you feel like the other person won't listen or understand what you're going to say. But even if they don't seem receptive at first, keep talking and ensure that how you are communicating your wants and needs is productive and not blaming. Also, practice self-compassion, y'all. Remember that we are all human and struggle with communication quite often. Be kind and compassionate with yourself, and don't be too hard on yourself if things don't go as planned the very first time. Also, understand that the other person may need some grace during this process too. Many of us, we're not raised to share our emotions, our needs, or our desires. Practice active listening, okay? While it is essential to communicate your needs and wants, it is equally important to listen actively to the other person's perspective. Ensure that the same respect and communication you are wanting, you are giving back. Give them the same safe space that you are asking of them. Both parties need to come at this with an open heart and an open mind, not a defensive attitude. If all of these things are still not working, consider finding a mediator or a counselor, okay? And I know there's this stigma around therapy, but therapy is not supposed to be for when y'all are on the brink of divorce. Therapy is super healthy, even for couples that are doing great. Sometimes we just need an outsider's perspective to help both parties see how they can come together and compromise. So remember, communicating your needs and wants, it's essential for the growth and sustainability of any relationship, romantic, professional, or personal. Even if it feels uncomfortable, it's important to prioritize your well-being and assure that your needs are being met. If you get the space where this just cannot be anymore, then that is when it is time to reevaluate what you really want. Is this a healthy and safe situation? And is this relationship still benefiting me? Set boundaries, because this is an integral part of any relationship, and it plays a crucial role in maintaining a healthy and fulfilling dynamic between two individuals. Identify your personal boundaries. Before y'all can set boundaries, you need to understand what you are comfortable with and what you will not tolerate. Where is your line in the sand that you're like, this is absolutely, I will not tolerate this. Take the time to identify your values, your needs, and your limits. This will help you communicate effectively to others and emphasize what is important for your well-being. If you do not know where your boundaries are, then people will continue to push your boundaries because there are none set. So how do you figure out your boundaries? Reflect on your values. Reflect on where your limits are. Take time to think about what is truly important in a relationship to you. Consider your values such as honesty, trust, and respect. Reflect on your needs. What are the things you require to feel happy, safe, and fulfilled in a relationship? And additionally, identify your limits, y'all. The behaviors, the actions, or the situations you are not willing to tolerate or accept. Before you go into any relationship, or if you are currently in one, if you take nothing else from this, please hear me. Make sure you know where your line in the sand is and what you are not willing to tolerate or accept. You do not have to tolerate or accept things just because society tells you that is what needs to happen. You are allowed to say, I am not okay with this. While I cannot give you an ultimatum, while I not, cannot make you do something, I will tell you that this will not happen for me. You will not disrespect me. And if you choose to continue to do that, we will have to go our separate ways. And then pay attention to your emotions and reactions. Notice how you feel in different situations within your relationships. Your emotions can serve as indicators of when your boundaries may be crossed or when they're being respected. Pay attention to feelings of discomfort, resentment, frustration, or anger. These emotions can signal that your boundaries have been violated or are at risk of being crossed. Make sure that in these situations, you realize this is a space where maybe you need to create a boundary, and that is okay. You can create boundaries at any time and say, this is not something I'm comfortable with. Express yourself assertively. Communicate your boundaries clearly and confidently. Use I am statements to express how you feel so you avoid being accusatory, and express appreciation when they do respect you. So I wanted to give y'all a couple examples of some I am statements, because when you are using these in a relationship, people are more likely to be receptive than if you say, you are the problem. You are making me feel this way. Instead, I need some alone time in the evenings to recharge and take care of myself. Instead of, you are always watching football and I never get time to relax. The second one is going to make the person instantly feel like they're being accused. Next, I feel overwhelmed when you make decisions without consulting me. I would appreciate being included in the decision-making process. I am statements. I value honesty in our relationship. It would really help me trust you more if you could be open and transparent with each other. By communicating like this, it allows everyone's walls to come down and the defensiveness to relax so that you can actually get to the root of what the problem is. Being defensive and blaming and accusing will not get you the end result you want in any relationship. Don't be afraid to humble yourself a little bit and be the person who starts communicating more effectively to begin with, even if that person isn't matching you. Eventually, they will learn, or eventually you will stop putting up with it. So the key is, once y'all set these boundaries, you have to remain consistent in them. This helps to reinforce the importance of your boundaries, and it sets clear expectations for the other person. Inconsistency sends mixed messages and can undermine the effectiveness of your boundaries. Also, set consequences and actually stick to them. Y'all stop giving out these threats that y'all know you're not going to follow through with. For example, if you don't do this, I'm leaving. Y'all know you're not leaving, so stop saying that. Stop setting consequences and boundaries unless you're going to stick with them, because you cannot be upset if you set a boundary, you allow the person to cross that boundary, and then you continue to allow them to disrespect you. You must be willing to stick to whatever it is when you lay the boundary and the consequence that follows. So, communicate these consequences clearly and calmly and follow through if they're not respected. Y'all, this does not mean the silent treatment. This does not mean refusing to speak. Okay, if you feel your boundaries have been crossed, unfortunately, y'all have to go back to your partner or to the source and continue talking, okay? Communicate how the boundary was crossed and how it can be resolved. Now, if this is a friendship or other relationships, maybe boundary crossing means taking space and reevaluating that relationship. That is okay. It is okay to take space, but it is important that you communicate that you need space. Whether this is in your marriage or in a friendship, Do not leave people hanging and allow their anxiety to rise, and do not allow thoughts to fill that space. Make sure y'all are practicing self-care, okay? This is a heavy episode, and I know that because it's going to possibly trigger some thoughts and feelings with people in your life. Setting boundaries can be challenging, so it's important to practice self-care and prioritize your own well-being during this. Make sure your self-care is top-notch and that you understand that self-care is not just bubble baths and is not a five-minute shower, y'all, okay? Self-care is making sure you're getting enough sleep, that you're communicating effectively, you're drinking water, that you're honoring your body and you're honoring your mental health, okay? Make sure these things are also happening while you are going through this whole process. And make sure you're respecting the boundaries of the other person. Setting boundaries, just like communication, is a two-way street. Just as you want your boundaries to be respected, you also need to respect the boundaries of others. Be mindful of their needs and ask questions if you're unsure what they're comfortable with. When both parties have a clear idea of where each person's boundaries are, it's easier to proceed or decide to end the relationship, which will result in less hurt and less unmet expectations, y'all. So as you can see, setting boundaries is a process, and it's going to take some time and it's going to take some effort. You have to be patient, you have to be diligent, and you have to be kind with yourself and others as y'all navigate this journey towards healthy and fulfilling relationships. So remember to check in with yourself throughout the day. Are you feeling stressed out or overwhelmed? Is someone else's behavior making you uncomfortable? Do you need a break from what's going on around you? Y'all, it is okay to take care of yourself. It is not selfish. And if something is not working for you, if your boundaries are being violated, or if they're too weak, it's okay to change them. It is okay to end the relationship. Set new ones that will help you feel more balanced and empower you in all aspects of your life. If things don't go as planned, and y'all, let's be honest, that doesn't always happen. Remember that mistakes are opportunities for growth. The important thing is that you tried. And guess what? If things do go well, that's even better. So what does all of this mean? It means that you should be respectful and mindful of the other person while also honoring your needs, your desires, and your limits. You want to make sure that you are communicating your needs and wants in a manner that is healthy for both parties involved. This can be a challenge because sometimes we get so wrapped up in our own emotions that we forget about how the other person is feeling. We don't want to hurt their feelings or make them feel bad about themselves. But at the same time, if we're not being honest with each other about what we want or need, then how can we expect anything to change? It's important to remember that communication is a two-way street. It's not just about sharing information with someone else. It's about also listening to what they have to say too. And y'all, that is a wrap for this episode. Because I know your mind is probably filled with so many thoughts, thinking about different relationships, and I hope and pray that this has given you the courage to have those tough conversations, but also to remember to do it in a safe, healthy, and respectful way. The goal, whether you end a relationship or continue it, is never for either party to leave angry. So I hope you have found this helpful, and I would love to hear from y'all. What are some ways that you've communicated your needs and wants effectively? What about ineffectively? How is this episode going to help you in future relationships? Let us know in the comments, y'all, or feel free to hop over to our VIP group on Facebook. And in case no one has told y'all today, you are beautiful and you are loved. Don't forget, empowered voices change the world. So make sure y'all's is being heard.